A very good evening. Thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Mem Vav Amud Beis, 46B, pagination page 92, starting from about the 8th line on the page, in the middle of the line, Itmar we learnt. Welcome.
Thank you.
There's a halacha, a mitzvah in the Torah, from the beginning of Parashas Tzav, that you're not allowed to extinguish the flame, or a flame, obtained from the Mizbeach. And it's considered a very serious violation. If you read the beginning of Parashas Tzav, it's very emphatic. Esh tamid tukar al ha-Mizbeach, the fire should always be on the Mizbeach, lo sichpa, there's a prohibition not to extinguish the fire. There's a very specific Gemara in Zvachim Tzadi Aleph, which discusses what happens if I don't extinguish the entire fire, but I'm extinguishing part of the fire. That's already a violation. Lo sichpa, not allowed to extinguish part of the fire of the Mizbeach. And that's the halacha that's brought over here. Hamachabe ish, machta umenora. If you were to extinguish the fire that was taken off of the mizbeach for the purpose of the machta, the fire pan for the ktoras, we discussed the Kohen Gadol is scooping out coals from the Mizbeach, and likewise they did that every day really, just that there was a special fire for Yom Kippur. Umenorah, or the fire that was taken from the Mizbeach to light the menorah. So, Abaya Omar Chayiv, Rava Omar Potter. Abaya says that even though it was taken off for a purpose, it's no longer the Eish of the Mizbeach, it's already been taken off for a purpose, Abaya says you're still Chayiv, it's still a violation of extinguishing the fire of the Mizbeach. And Rava says, once it's taken off for the purpose of a different mitzvah that you're allowed to take it off for. So at that point, you're no longer in violation of extinguishing the fire of the Mizbeach. And as Potter, that would not be a violation if you extinguished the fire at that point.
He's taking it off for the mitzvah on Yom Kippur, using it for the Ketores, is he?
Yom Kippur got us onto the topic, but really it has nothing to do with Yom Kippur.
What is the mitzvah that he's taking the coal for?
You're taking it off for the Ketores, but I'm pointing out that you could be taking it off for the Ketores during the year too. It just would have come from a different fire. We said that there are three fires. The main fire on the Mizbeach for the Karbanos.
On the Mizbeach and the Choshes.
Yes, the outer Mizbeach, correct. And there's the one for the Ketores. And then there's an additional one for Yom Kippur. At the very minimum, bare minimum, there have to be three fires that we're talking about. That was the first
the
opinion in the original Mishnah. At least three fires. So, it's not really hinged to Yom Kippur, but that's what launched us onto this topic. If the coals are taken off for a purpose of mitzvah, legitimate mitzvah, so Rava says, Potter, you're not going to be in violation of extinguishing the fire of the Mizbeach if you put those coals out. Okay? Let's see the Gemara on this. Skip down to the first wide line, Ika de Amri. There's a first approach that we're skipping. We're going to go with the second approach, which is the way the Rambam paskins. And we're going to see fascinating applications regarding this question, extinguishing the fire of the Mizbeach. What exactly are the parameters to that prohibition? Ika de Amri. This is the approach we're going to follow with. If a person removed the coals from the Mizbeach for a legitimate purpose, and then he put them out, everybody agrees you're potter because it was taken out for a legitimate reason, for a mitzvah, and now it's off the Mizbeach. It's off the Mizbeach. It's no longer the fire of the Mizbeach. So you put that out, both Abaya and Rav are going to agree that you're potter. Ki pligi, what's the case of the machlokes? The kav ye birosho shel Mizbeach. If you extinguished it while it's still on the top of the Mizbeach. The top of the Mizbeach was a very big area. It's a platform. It's a stage. So you took it out of the fire, and now you're dealing with it. If you were to extinguish it at that point, it's disengaged from the fire of the Mizbeach, but it's still on top of the Mizbeach. Abaya Omar Chayiv. Abaya says, you're Chayiv. Eish HaMizbeach Hu. It's still the fire of the Mizbeach, so what if you disengaged for a legitimate purpose, but it's still up there. It's the Eish HaMizbeach. Rava, which is how the Rambam paskins, Omar Potter. It's potter. I don't care that it's on top of the Mizbeach. It's already disengaged for a purpose, either the Ketores or the fire of the menorah. It's already out of the Eish HaMizbeach. It's no longer the violation that we were discussing. Kevan de Natka Natka. It's been removed. It's removed. Ask the Gemara, Elohada Omer of Nachman Omer Abba Baravua. There's a statement that we're familiar with that says, Hamorid gacheles mi'algabi hamizbeach v'kava chayiv. A person takes it off the mizbeach and then extinguishes it. He's in violation. Keman, lo ka abaya v'lo ka rova. That's not like Abaya and that's not like Rava. Because they were discussing this specifically when he extinguishes it on top of the Mizbeach. And then Abaya said Chayiv and Rava said Potter. Hosam lo intik lemitzvasa. That case where he extinguished it off the Mizbeach and he was Chayiv is because he did not take it off for a legitimate mitzvah purpose. He took it off, and then when he got to the bottom, he extinguished it. So then he's Chayiv. Because, as the Mefarshim explained, it's one long extension. So what if you didn't extinguish it up there, but you did an act of extinguishing it? You weren't taking it off for a legitimate purpose. So how did it get down there? Got down there. It's all part of your extinguishing. Hacha, what we were discussing was intik lemitzvasa, that you took it off for a mitzvah purpose. So then Abaya and Rava both agree, once it's off the Mizbeach, and it got there with a legitimate mitzvah purpose, so then there's no violation of extinguishing it. While it's still on the Mizbeach, Rava says, once it's removed from the Mizbeach's fire, it's already no violation. But over there, on top of the Mizbeach, Abaya still stood his ground, so to speak, and said it's still on the Mizbeach, and it's still a violation. Okay. There's a fascinating case in Zvachim regarding a person who donates wine to the Mizbeach. What should he do with that wine? So the way we paskin, like Rabbi Akiva, you're supposed to pour the wine at the base of the Mizbeach into a hole designated for that purpose. And that's the Nesachim. That's the way libations work. Shmuel, however, learns that you're supposed to take the wine and pour it onto the fire of the Mizbeach. Asks the Gemara, you're extinguishing the fire of the Mizbeach. How can you do such a thing? And the Gemara answers two different answers. One answer is that if you learn that that's the mitzvah, and that's what you're supposed to do, then it's not considered kivui. In other words, granted it puts out the fire in some degree to pour a liquid onto it, and granted, normally, extinguishing it part way is considered a violation. But over here, if that's what you're supposed to be doing with the wine, then that's the mitzvah. You know, it's like asking me, are you allowed to shecht a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? Well, if it's a carbon, you're supposed to shecht, even on Shabbos. The answer is yes. You're supposed to shecht it even on Shabbos. If it's a carbon, you're not supposed to shecht on Shabbos. So the answer is no. It works like that with everything, right? Capital punishment. Are you allowed to kill a person? Well, if it's a person you're supposed to kill, then you're supposed to... I mean, that's how capital punishment works. So that's how the Gemara answers in the first answer, pouring it on the Mizbeach. If that's how you so hold, you're supposed to do that libation, that's what you're supposed to do. The second answer is that it's following the opinion of Reb Shimon, who holds that if you're not having kavana for that outgrowth, then it's not a violation. When a person pours wine on the fire of the Mizbeach, does he want the fire to go out?
That's not his concern.
Let's think about it.
Good. In fact, he would want it to stay.
He wants it to stay. The whole purpose is that the thing should get consumed by the fire. If it was possible, he would pour a flammable liquid onto the fire. I mean, he wants the fire to be good and strong to accept his libation. So that's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that if it's not your kavana, then that's not the violation. One other case that's important to observe, there's a case the Gemara mentioned before. What happens during this smachta process where he takes coals off the Mizbeach and he transfers them typically to a different machta, not on Yom Kippur? Or if on Yom Kippur some of those coals would fall off. So the halacha is mechabdon lo'amo. You're supposed to push those coals into the stream that ran through the Beis HaMikdash. You'd push them into water. So the question, of course, is how can you push coals of the Mizbeach into water? Lo sichve, you're not allowed to extinguish hot coals. You're not allowed to extinguish hot coals from the Mizbeach. It's a violation, in part, of extinguishing the fire of the Mizbeach. And what's, of course, the answer? Answer is both Abaya and Rava. Once you've taken it off for a legitimate mitzvah purpose, extinguishing them is not a violation. And therefore that Gemara is very straightforward. Mechaban la'amo. You push them into the amo because there is no kibui violation. It's no longer considered the Eish HaMizbeach.